right now on VFN TV, a prophetic word about a storm coming to Washington, D.C., like a hurricane, but a fresh wind after that. Also, what are these floods that are taking place, these disasters? Hail the size of softballs coming down in Texas, and it was prophesied about by John Paul Jackson. We'll be talking about that. Military soldiers are praising God. United in prayer is taking place where the Gulf Coast is coming together to pray, and so much more right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
It's going to be a physical battle. It's a physical battle. It's going to be on the ground.
God says things are going to get so bad soon that the draft is going to be reinstated in the United States of America.
I ask that the Congress declare a state of war.
Chuck Pierce said, he said that the moment the president made that declaration, that America's going to go back to the 60s. All the turmoil that America had in the 60s, and guess what? As soon as that was said, that America is going to go back to the 1960s. The 60s were horrific. John F. Kennedy, assassination of John F. Kennedy. You had the riots. We had Vietnam War. We had the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You had the assassination of Senator Robert Kennedy. I mean, it was horrific. Everything started breaking apart in America.
The people of God, the church, the people of Israel always ignore the prophets, right? It's what we do.
Holy Spirit said this year will be a very unusual wind. An unusual year on many levels. A phrase will be repeated. I have never seen anything like this before.
Because the Lord is doing his best to wake up America one more time.
If my people, who are called by my name, will do these things, I'll heal their land. And he has always worked through a remnant.
The Lord said there's coming a great international harvest of souls through the internet and online. He said that the internet will light up as the Holy Spirit accelerates his mighty wonders. He also said that the net and lines will bring tremendous and miraculous provision to the body of Christ, because time is of the essence and the waters are abundant for harvest.
And the Lord said, I'm raising up columns. I'm causing alignment to occur. And I will be sending forth column after column after column until the enemy is pushed out of your sphere.
God said, I've released my spirit. And the Spirit is going to rush to you.
Like, we're called as one to be able to move in unity. And so, you know, where are we? Where are you connected at? Where are you rightly related?
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go in these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
This is the place of defense, for this will be known as when the morning turned in America. I say to you, this will be the day that you bring the sun back to rising in this land. I say to you, I will surround this land, beginning here in the Gulf. I will surround this land and I will build a new wall of defense starting this night, saith the Lord.
It's time for us to quit this escapism mentality, and it's time for us to read the word and understand we need to build for 1,000 years.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. We just want to welcome you to VFN TV. A prophetic word was just given at the VFN Dream Center's Brett Holderbaum, who moves in the prophetic, was amongst us as we were worshiping the Lord, and the Lord spoke to him about Washington, D.C., and a prophetic storm kind of coming towards D.C. As a matter of fact, we'll let Brett tell you himself. Let's take a look.
The Sunday morning at the Dream Center on April 10th, we were in worship. And I just felt this strong wind blowing through the Dream Center. It was so strong, I could barely stand. And I just began to ask the Lord. I said, Lord, what are you saying? What are you doing? And the Lord gave me a picture, and it was a picture of the coast of Africa and a storm brewing off the coast of Africa. And for those that live in the Gulf Coast region or anywhere in the hurricane area, we always keep an eye on the Gulf Coast starting about June 1st to November 30th, and because that's where the hurricanes, a lot of them come from the coast of Africa, the most severe ones anyways, it seems. So taking it through, the Lord began to speak about how a hurricane is formed, and a hurricane is formed through a tropical disturbance, and then it moves to a tropical depression, and then it becomes a tropical storm, and then it becomes a hurricane. And we all know the severity for those that live on the Gulf Coast, one being the least and five being the greatest. The Lord showed me in this vision about this hurricane going up the east coast of America. And then he showed me a map, and I saw Washington, D.C. And then the Lord began to speak. And the Lord said, he's tearing down the monuments. He's tearing down the monuments. All the monuments that man made, God is tearing them down. He said a fresh wind is going to blow through Washington. A fresh wind. So, Lord, we thank you for just sharing with your people what you're about to do, Father. And, Lord, we are so thankful that you speak to your people. And Lord, we just give you all the glory, honor, and praise.
Isn't that awesome? What God is letting, he said he doesn't do anything until he reveals it through his prophets first. And we're hearing a prophetic word about, yes, some difficult times are coming. The storm is coming. We've talked about that. But this is just fresh. It just happened at the VFN Dream Center. The wind of God began to blow at the VFN Dream Center. And all of a sudden, he begins to hear from the Lord. We thank God for Brett Holderbaum passing that word on to us. And we're sharing it with you. As simultaneously, you think about John Paul Jackson, a prophetic man who's now with the Lord, but he gave so many prophetic words about what's taking place today. And one of the words he gave, and God would just show him headlines about what's going to be happening in the future. Headlines about this, headlines about that. And one of the headlines that God showed him, that hell, frozen water out of the sky, hell would be coming the size of softballs. Let's listen to John Paul Jackson now.
Another headline read, does God play softball? Hail the size of softballs, destroy thousands of homes and autos.
Is that amazing when you're thinking about that taking place, that you're thinking that would never happen? Well, it actually happened in Dallas, Texas. In Dallas, Texas, it just happened. And it was like, imagine when Sodom and Gomorrah got destroyed, right? It says hell rained down from heaven. And you think, well, what's that? You always wonder what that would be like, right? Well, look what happens when hell, the size of softballs, come down on a community just like yours, just like mine. And it's like a war zone where the siding and windows and cars and everything gets blown to pieces. As a matter of fact, take a look at this now.
Now to the dramatic pictures coming in at this hour of a dangerous and powerful storm. Parents huddling with their children as hail exploded through the windows. The ominous clouds rolling in over Wiley, Texas, unleashing giant hail. Coming down with such force, you could see it bouncing off the ground there, blowing out the windows of this house, shattering car windows. And it was terrifying for the families caught in it. ABC's Philip Mena is north of Dallas tonight.
Terrifying storms, blasting up to softball-sized hail. Families running for cover outside Dallas.
Get in there.
Donna Ruth Cole getting her son to safety as giant hailstones shatter windows.
I was a little bit worried, but I didn't have any clue it was going to be to that magnitude.
So scared.
It's okay, I'm with you.
John Cavallo covering his daughter in a towel, getting to an interior room. Glass exploding nearby.
That's the moment when you know, oh my God, something's really going on here.
Tonight, that same living room shredded. Damaging winds extending to Arkansas, and lightning sparking a fire at the Mermel Heights Church in El Dorado.
And this is all that's left of the church, burned to the ground and reduced to rubble.
The storm's also bringing flooding overnight to Mississippi.
That might be a total charge.
But by far, Texas was worst hit. Sarah Correa and her daughter trapped in their car out in the open.
And then the back window just completely shattered through. It was the scariest thing I've ever been through.
Daughter Addison's car seat covered with hail. Thankfully, both are okay.
David, here in North Texas, they're still assessing the mess. Two hailstorms last month already did $1 billion in damage. And peak season is just getting underway. David?
Philip Mena in Texas.
He said, just try. Let's go back and look one more time what God said prophetically through John Paul Jackson. Take a look.
Another headline read, "Does God play softball? Hail the size of softballs, destroy thousands of homes and autos."
It's happening. Everything the Lord said. As a matter of fact, there's a whole bunch of these headlines we have available for you at the VFN Torch, because there's very specific things that has happened, has not yet happened, that's happening as we speak, and that's going to happen on these prophetic warnings the Lord is giving us. And the biggest thing we need to do is prepare. The Lord is waiting on this. He's waiting on us for a cry out to Him and say, Lord, we turn back to You. We want You, God. It's going to continue to escalate until we say, God, we're coming back to You. All of us, that we're turning our heart back to You again. And we're seeing floods, we're seeing disaster, we're seeing the hail, we're seeing these things take place. I want to encourage you, it will stop when we say, yes, Lord, to You. When we get back from this break, we're going to be talking about what took place at Azusa now, how all these nations came together and were praying in their language in unity about what's going on. It's just like Acts chapter 2. It's an amazing thing. Make sure you join us after the break.
TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We are in a major apostolic reformation season in the church. The church means fellowship in the Bible, but it also means strategeo, warring. So in the midst of this season, God is raising up through our fellowship a warring unit that knows how to move forward to accomplish His purposes in the earth. We want you to know that you need to connect with an apostolic movement, or else you need to be a part of building an apostolic structure. And we want to encourage you as you move forward in this season of the church, that you be a part of the apostolic church arising.
Did you know it's our partners who stand with us every single month that helps VFN TV and VFN Radio come to pass? I want to encourage you, go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's very simple to do. And what we do is a thank you. You have access to the green room, which is different things that people don't have access to, different parts of the interviews, teachings and specials, so much more, just to say thank you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's so simple.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is amazing. Look, that hell was coming down on top of Dallas homes. You know, they have beautiful homes in Dallas. And it didn't matter how nice your home was. Mm-hmm. It was being destroyed. Can you imagine, John, 24 hours of hell? I mean, our lives are so fragile that how could men shake like Ann? Was it Ann Graham that said,
"Yes,
our dusty fists at God."
Yeah,
you know, we're made from the dust, and God is holding back these things from coming upon us, and that's just like a warning to all of us. It's, you know, they asked Jesus this. They said, "Jesus, did these towers fall on these people because they were so bad?" You know, people would say, "Did this hell come down on Dallas because Dallas was bad? This community was bad." And this is what Jesus said to them. He said, "You need to repent.
And don't worry about Dallas."
He said, "You need to repent so you don't end up in hell." That's what he says. Mm-hmm. Like, of course, I'm sure they're going like, no, we're just talking about the tower falling. We weren't talking.
It's all about us.
So what the Lord was saying to us, in my understanding of that, is this is a sign for us that life is temporary here on this earth and that eternity is forever. And the decisions that we make now, like the people that were on the tower when it fell, if you were out there and softball-sized hell hits you in the head, you don't survive.
Mm-mm.
And another one. Raining out of the sky. Bending metal. Busting windows out. Coming through that simple plywood thing that we have on top of our roofs, mm-hmm. called our roofs.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that should be a warning sign to us. God, we want to turn fully back to You. Want to turn fully back to You. And this is taking place right now. As a matter of fact, on the Gulf Coast, United Prayer in Pensacola.
I was going to say, in Dallas, in a place where not traditionally you expect snow to come, no less. I mean, this is like, you know, hailing in Florida. You know, this is It requires everybody to take special attention. This is not normal by any stretch
of imagination. Well, one day hell wasn't coming down like that in Sodom and Gomorrah, and the next day it was.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice that the Lord said this. He said, it's going to be better for Sodom and Gomorrah than for you. When he was talking about Chorazin, he says, listen, I've done more miracles here. Sodom never saw these things. Sodom is the name of a city, not a sin. And so when we're seeing these things take place, God talks about Sodom and Gomorrah, not as that they were bad, as a sign to us so that we won't be bad.
Yeah.
And they're already dealt with already. It's us. And he says, this, look back at this and realize this is what can happen. And it's happening right now, even when we speak. And so we need to begin to pray. And when I think about united in prayer, where God began to touch several ministers and leaders and now several pastors across the Gulf Coast to come together and pray and repent and call out for God, that you would forgive us of our sins, that you would send revival, that you would send a great awakening. And it began, as we showed you earlier on Palm Sunday, as we all came together at one particular church on the Gulf Coast. But now the focus is to be able to gather at the Bay Center, Pensacola Bay Center, downtown Pensacola, the Gulf Coast, gathering together to pray on 9/11, on September the 11th. Let's take a look right now.
Pray us tonight with this one hope and expectation that at some morning, some noon, some night, your people will hear the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We look for it, Jesus. We anticipate it, and with great glory we look for your appearing. In Jesus' mighty name. Let the church shout a great big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give them a beat and clap for the Lord.
A lifetime of sin. Lovely illusions. They never.
So powerful. You got to make sure. Listen, begin to pray, because they just stepped out by faith and they're walking in that direction. And this is a full circle year. This is a full circuit year. I mean, everything's going full circle. And meeting there at the, it used to be called the Pensacola Civic Center. Now it's called the
Pensacola Bay Center
on 9/11. This is full circle. And we've been there. We were there praying years ago.
17 years ago.
17 years ago, believing God for a move. And now, you know, the Lord showed us where vandals came in and things happened that tried to stop what's going on. But God is redeeming. He's bringing things back full circle. This is a full circle year. When we get back from this break, we're going to see firsthand where at Azusa now, they came together.
Mm-hmm.
They came together to be able to pray from all of these different languages. Very powerful, powerful thing, just like Acts chapter 2. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
There are people in need all around us. I'm John Fuller, and this is Focus on the Family. Here's a woman named Gail who started serving in her community when she met some girls who just needed a friend.
Many of them have come out of the system. I didn't even know what the system was at that point. I was learning. A lot of that included foster homes and just life of living on the government, and that was just all they knew, and they couldn't even envision themselves not in that scenario. And so as I began to see what that was and that darkness, I began to think, okay, we got to have a bigger impact on these kids' lives.
Make a difference by serving in your community. Gail says it's as simple as understanding what breaks God's heart and then opening your eyes to ways you can meet some needs. Learn more at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
We want to give a big shout out and a thank you to all of our sponsors and partners that are out there.
Yes.
If you haven't yet visited our sponsors, you see them come up on television, you hear them on the radio, but you also can see them at VFNTV.com by clicking on sponsors. Understand it's our sponsors and our partners who stand with us to make this available. If you want to become a sponsor or if you want to become a partner, you can do that by going to VFNTV.com and click on partner or sponsor. And what we want to do, if your business is standing for God, if you're standing for God, we want people to know you're standing for God and country in Israel. Believe me, this is a time that on the side of history, because a lot of people, this is what a lot of people have been saying. You know, somebody needs to do something about this. Somebody needs to do something about this. And the question is, okay, so what are you going to do? This is what you can do. A simple, simple thing. If you partner with us, we'll partner with you. And we'll partner together for God and country in that order and for Israel. This is a time to stand. This is time for us to stand and say, you know what? Yes, this is one nation under God. Yes, it is God that determines whether a nation rises or falls. And yes, we have some bumps in the road and some terrible parts of our history, but it's God that sustained us this far. And if we turn back to him like the first and the second great awakening, he can give us another. And then we understand the reason why we have America is because of God. And so if we put that in the right order, then we have an America. And finally, understanding, you know, I'm going to stand for Israel. If the whole world turns again, I'm not going to be silent. And you can simply do that by saying, you know what? I want everybody to know that by me becoming a sponsor. And it makes me think of several sponsors right up front that are doing that, such as Mark Downey and Mark Downey's team. When you think about that, just he's a great man, runs a great business, provides realtor needs of rental or purchasing or selling, but he's bold for God. Mm. He's bold for God. And there's so many of them out there that are standing with us, and we thank you. And you need to join them because we have a world and definitely a nation we want to tell about God in the country and Israel in that order.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I want to make sure that you're there. You're probably looking at it right now, the Pensacola Bay Auditorium. Mm. We're going to meet there, begin to pray with us, join in and asking God that you would bring us, anoint us for true Christ-centered unity, you know, all of our differences aside, falling at the feet of Jesus, just like we saw at Azusa now.
Which is powerful because I don't know if this type of gathering has happened since this happened 17 years ago. So
not in the Gulf Coast.
Not in the Gulf Coast, which means to me this is just a huge, significant timing and moment for the church.
Yes, this is, and I'm just so grateful for, you know, Pastor Ted Traylor of Olive Baptist Church and Pastor Joey Rogers with Pace Assembly of God and all the pastors that are coming together. I just got an email this morning from a pastor that's just calling. I mean, everybody's beginning to just see we're all in this together. Mm-hmm. We need each other, and it's full circle. It's a full circle year. And I think about, you know, Acts chapter 2, when the church began to birth, unity was taking place. What took place at Azusa now on April the 9th, all these nations came together in humility to make covenant with God, to repent for their sins and say, God, we want to unify. We want to come together and pray to their own language. And before we see that and go to the Los Angeles Coliseum, John, read Acts chapter 2 right there where this is exactly what happened then.
Acts chapter 2, verse 5. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. And when they heard this sound, the crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken.
We're going to go right to Azusa now and understand this is right, this moment, this very month. This happened on April the 9th, where God drew people from Christians from all over the nations to come together to move in unity, to repent and to call God, ask God, Lord, send your fire, send revival, send a third great awakening. God, we're coming together in unity. And they prayed each in their own language. Of course, there was even more to come. There wasn't enough time to do it. So when you hear this, I want you to think about this just took place in your own nation. This is like what's took place at Jerusalem in Acts chapter 2.
Absolutely.
And these are different languages. Understand you're going to hear Korean languages and different languages, but understand this is just like what took place. And they're doing this in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's join them now.
All day long, we're going to engage in the presence of the Lord. We're consecrating. assembly before the Lord. We have languages here today, and those languages are going to come. And in 15 seconds, you'll simply say, your people, we're enacting something on earth as is in heaven, where every tribe and every tongue is around the throne. And in 15 seconds, they'll say, from the French, and they'll speak in their language, I bring my people, declaring worthy is the Lamb in which we do this. We believe that we'll release sounds of awakening to the languages. Come, my brothers.
Jesus Christ. I am you, come on. He shall come with no. Hallelujah.
Panginoon, narito po kami upang ipagbunyi ang iyong presensya, hindi lamang sa Amerika, kundi kayo din sa Pilipinas. Manaog ang kalawalhatian mo para sa iyong dakilang pangalan, sa pangalan ni Jesus.
Signore, ti preghiamo per l'Italia, Signore, manda il tuo risveglio in questa nazione, dove sempre sono versato l'Apostolo Paolo, l'Apostolo Pietro, ti chiediamo, Signore, risveglia la Chiesa, risveglia la tua nazione, Signore, porta la raccolta tanti nel nome di Gesù, amen.
Señor, somos tu pueblo y te damos toda la gloria. Solo tú eres digno en el cielo y en la tierra. Que venga tu reino, que se haga tu voluntad, Señor. Tú eres el Rey de Reyes, el Señor de Señores, y tu pueblo te da la gloria, la honra, el honor y el poder en el nombre de Jesús.
Merci Seigneur, car tout est bon. Tu es le Seigneur de toutes les îles, de tout l'univers. Tu es le roi des rois. Tu es le Dieu des dieux. Tu es la lumière. Tu es le renouveau. Dans le nom de Jésus, merci, Seigneur. Jesus, on your mercy, bia nikegi bia kaleze gibia no wa kaleze gibia na America. Now Jesus, amen.
Бог благослови Россию. Мы благодарим тебя за это судьбоносное время. Слава тебе.
Пусть пробуждение придет в каждую нацию. Спасибо тебе, Иисус, за это время.
Пусть огонь Божий развивается все больше и больше в России и по всему миру.
Yes, Lord, we pray for Russia and we ask for revival for Russia in Jesus' name.
Jesus,
Lạy Cha, chúng con cảm ơn Ngài vì Chúa đã cứu người Việt Nam của chúng con. Chúa ơi, xin Chúa cứu thêm người Việt Nam ở tất cả mọi nơi, ở trên đất Mỹ này, và cũng Chúa cũng cứu người Việt Nam ở tại Việt Nam nữa. I'm from Vietnam.
أبانا الذي في السماء ليتقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض والروح والعروس يقولان تعال أمين تعال أيها الرب يسوع.
Senhor Deus de Abraão, de Isaac e de Jacó, te apresentamos o Brasil diante do Senhor. Que haja avivamento no Brasil, Senhor. Que tu tragas por terras as trevas e que a luz do Espírito Santo esteja sobre a nossa nação. E que o fogo do Senhor caia sobre o Brasil, no nome poderoso de Jesus. Amém, amém.
My daughter just came in from the Himalayas to be with us. She's gonna pray in a language.
Jesus Christ, hami sabai tapai ko nam prem gar chao. Jesus Christ, aja bihana hami tapai lai so chao. Ani sabai manche haru tapai lai di chao. Ani Jesus Christ, tapai ko jiwa tapai ko glory tapai ma di ruos. Jesus Christ ko nam bai men.
I'm Father Alexei from the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. Praise the Lord together. Yes. Let us praise the Lord together. Yes. Catholics, evangelicals, we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. Yes. Bishop O'Connell is here with me. Please say hello.
Bishop David O'Connell, I love you, Jesus. Thank you for bringing us all together again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, brothers.
Hallelujah, Père, nous prions. Pour la Suisse, pour la Belgique, pour la France. Nous prions pour toute la francophonie, Seigneur. Nous prions pour un réveil. Le feu de Dieu descend, vient, remplit toutes choses et donne un réveil dans la francophonie, dans le nom de Jésus.
Vater der Herrlichkeit, wir beten für Deutschland und für Österreich. Wir beten für eine große Erweckung in Europa. In Jesu Namen beten wir. Holy Spirit, Mulilo, Moto, Mungu Baba, I ask for the fire. Mulilo, 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 muzina za Jesu, Yesu wangu.
Saragishin 하나님, 아바 아버지, 이곳에 성령의 불을 내려주시옵소서, 주의 권능을 임하여 주시옵소서, 부흥을 허락하여 주시옵소서, 이 세대가 주님께로 돌아오게 하여 주옵소서, 하나님의 영광과 은혜가 우리 가운데 머물게 해주셔서, 우리의 삶을 통하여 하나님의 부흥이 전 세계로 퍼지게 하여 주시옵소서. 오직 예수, 오직 예수, 오직 예수님의 이름만이 전 세계에 증거되게 해주셔서 예수의 생명, 예수의 복음이 증거되게 하여 주시옵소서.
Santa Monica, California. All I have to say is the good news is we don't have to be part of the bad news. Blessed be the name of the Lord who was and is to come. May the Lord continue to pour upon California and the United States and the world. King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah.
Amen. This is Dick Simmons who've come from D.C. that's been an intercessor for America for thousands of years. Let's bring America, all of America, every tribe and every tongue.
Amen.
Pray, David.
God, you visited America four times. You visited us in 1734. You visited us again in 1789, before the revolution. You visited us again just before the war to free the slaves, God. The Layman's Noonday Prayer Revival, and you visit us again in 1906. This great Azusa meeting, and we're asking you to visit us again, oh God. Amen. Pour out your spirit upon us, oh God. Amen. Revive us again, oh God. And let be exalted, oh God, above the heavens. And let your glory be over all America. Yes.
From Tripoli. نحن نعلن حضور سيدنا عيسى في الجزائر. We pray for the presence of Jesus Christ in Algeria, in Arabic countries. نحن نعلن الشفاء. We pray for the presence, for the healing of Jesus Christ. انتصار for the victory of Jesus Christ in the world. In Jesus' name, all the Muslims to Christ.
Baba umesema kwamba tukiomba, tukinyenyekea mbele zako Baba, utasikia kutoka biguni na utakuja na utasusamehe dhambi zetu. Baba, tusamehe dhambi zetu na kuja kwa hii nchi ya Amerika.
Samoa.
Samavi ielo afio. Baba tsai tsama wa mailo fa na si etle vi inga mal fa tsai tsala le langi tsama afio mailo nganga Yesu amen.
Yes Lord, we thank you so much. Lord, yes. We just join these saints in praying, God. Dear Lord, send revival, send a great awakening, Lord God. We want to unify with what you're doing. Is that so awesome?
That's beautiful. Every tribe, every language. Yeah.
Yes. And they had to, they actually had to, there were still all these different languages still there. They're all gathered in Los Angeles Coliseum for the very purpose of an outpouring, you know, a Azusa Street type outpouring. And God was moving powerfully. And that's just so important. If you haven't heard, that is languages all around the world praising Jesus Christ, asking him to just show himself mighty in our day. And let me tell you something. God heard that, hears that, and is responding in a powerful, powerful
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. Underscores what we've been talking about quite often on this program, that we are not global citizens, but as Christians, we need to see ourselves as global Christians. And so what you saw with the nations of the world praying and coming together, it was powerful.
It's so powerful. Make sure you join us after this break, because we have an offer for you in just a moment. But this after this break, we're going to talk specifically about how soldiers have come together and they're worshiping the Lord in uniform, praising God.
Come on.
I mean, it's powerful, powerful thing. But first, this offer.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
The sights, the monuments, the faith are beyond belief. But beyond the ancient homeland you've always known, discover how all of Israel is beyond belief. Immerse yourself deeper. Reawaken your passion. With 1,000 new perspectives, your heart will stay, but you will return renewed and amazed beyond belief. Your journey begins here.
Become a VFN TV partner today. For your partnership for any amount we have for you, offer number 2004. Keep up your courage in the storms of life by having faith in the plans God spoke or showed He had for you. There can be nothing more discouraging, frustrating, or confusing than the storms and troubles that occur in our lives that contradict our destiny, which the Lord has spoken over us through His Word. Written, prophetic words, visions, or dreams. It is at these moments we are faced with, in whom do we believe? Do we believe the trouble, the threats of the storms to destroy, or do we believe the word of the Lord? In this teaching, we are able to peek back in time when we saw the disciples in a storm on the water and see how Peter was able to walk on the water as long as he believed, had faith in Jesus, and not the storm. We also see Paul, through a prisoner on a boat, was the only one who could keep all who were on board that ship alive. Not because he had the strength of the boat, but because he had his faith in the words of God, the plan of God for his life. Finally, we'll learn how the Lord freed us from the false sense of responsibility many times we fall prey to, thinking it's our job to be worried or concerned about the ramifications of storms and troubles. It also speaks on the false concerns, feeling like we'd be betraying ourselves, others, and the Lord if we actually kept a positive, cheerful, and confident attitude during the storms of life. You'll learn that couldn't be further from the truth. You'll discover how the Lord says about taking courage and being cheerful in the middle of the storm. Become a VFN TV partner today. For your partnership for any amount we have for you, offer number 2004. Keep up your courage in the storms of life by having faith in the plans God spoke or showed He had for you. Partner simply by going to VFNTV.com and select Partner Now and follow the prompts for your gift today. Or write to us at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. Or call us toll-free at 844-408-3688.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. These are just exciting to see these because we prayed for years and we prophesied for years and we're seeing the fulfillment of so many things so quickly. But remember, it's going to be the best of times and the worst of times. As a matter of fact, Congressman Wolf is warning us here, warning us specifically about that we are in World War III as we speak. As a matter of fact, watch this warning.
Several experts on religious freedom met in Washington to discuss how global religious persecution affects the United States. Former Congressman Frank Wolf says this is a national security issue for the United States, and Congress has got to wake up and take action.
The administration and the Congress has to deal with it, or else some very bad things are going to happen in the world.
Wolf says he agrees with the Pope that we are in World War III.
We are in World War III, and so the Congress should be dealing with this. Forget the administration, holding extensive hearings, bringing people in, bringing the best political minds in, the best military minds in, and dealing with this.
He also says there is an undeniable connection between the string of terror attacks around the world.
There is a connection between Boko Haram. He pledged it to ISIS. There is a connection to Al-Shabaab in Somalia. There is a connection with what's taking place in Libya. I mean, we saw what took place in France. We saw what took place in San Bernardino.
Panelist Tina Ramirez started a group called Hardwired Global, which educates leaders on religious freedom and encourages them to fight to change laws in their countries that oppress people of minority religions.
You see for the first time in Iraq's history this movement for religious freedom beginning to emerge. What we saw since we've been training leaders throughout Iraq is that they are actually being inspired. They actually have developed a greater appreciation for people of different faiths and for the freedom of people of other faiths to practice their religion however they want.
Although it feels like a helpless situation, the panelists are encouraged by the fact that they are making a difference in the lives of the people they are reaching. Reporting from the Family Research Council in Washington, Abigail Robertson, CBN News.
This is so important because you're seeing these things. I mean, World War II went on before we got involved in it.
Oh, yeah.
This World War III is, they're working really hard to stir this whole globe up. And because of technology, because the economy is tied together thanks to Woodrow Wilson and League of Nations and United Nations. But understand this, it's going to take all that to plow up the hearts of men, the hard hearts and the stiff necks that people begin to cry out to God. And God's going to respond every single time. When difficult times happen, you see a great harvest of souls that take place. And the reports are over 1 billion souls are going to be won to the Lord in this great move of God. Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministry speaks about it in a vision that he had gotten from the Lord. He talks about, be prepared for 1,000. Imagine this, 1,000 people a day coming to join your church to say, I want to be discipled. I want to know about Jesus. Teach me what you know. I'm 1,000 a day. I mean, the first week, it's like, whoa, it's great. The second week, that's another 1,000. The next week, that's another 1,000. Then you start realizing, I should have been listening to God and be prepared for the greatest harvest the earth has ever seen. Now, we've been preparing for it at the VFN Dream Center as an apostolic hub. You can go to Emmaus Road and be trained up for what's about to happen. You go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. You can see the address on your screen. You see Hello Church. You kind of hover over that. You'll see Emmaus Road Discipleship. It's time to get discipled because God's going to need you in his army, a spiritual army, to be able to train up all those that are they're going to be coming and hungry for him. They're going to be trained and they're going to be launched. We're going to see great things take place. So the question is this, What's the condition of our soldiers? I mean, if there's World War III going on, and you heard in the beginning of this program that, you know, Jim Baker had a vision, a prophetic dream about a draft is going to be happening that people don't want to go to, a war is going on. But look, I want to give you some encouragement here. Here are, I believe, Marines, and they're in uniform, and guess what they're doing? They're worshiping the Lord, John. It is so powerful. They call it, you know, real men worship, and they're singing the song, Lord, I lift your name on high. It's going to encourage you. Take a look. So awesome. Listen, God is moving. I mean, we're seeing him move.
Yes.
I mean, when I walked into the Dream Center, let me just tell you something. When I walked into the VFN Dream Center a couple Sundays ago, maybe the 10th, I don't know. But when I walked into the Dream Center, I thought there was a fire going on. I really did. I'm smelling like smoldering fire, you know, and I'm immediately walking into the control rooms and different areas and saying, listen, is there a fire? And they're going, no. And I began to look for, and the Lord show me. That he was letting me smell the fires of revival, the smoldering fires of revival. I mean, I got a powerful, it's exciting what God's about to do. Then all of a sudden he switched. That's what this offer is about today. Get this offer because I'm talking about what the Lord is saying. And it's just yours for any amount whatsoever to partner with us for what we're doing. Cause we're just getting started for what, you know, by God's grace, what he's called us to do. And all of a sudden, we begin to see the outpouring of God's glory. We're designed. I mean, think about this. You know, anybody that has anything, a negative viewpoint of the presence of God is like, what do you think heaven's about? Heaven is about the presence of God 24/7.
That's right.
But you probably never experienced it before if you're feeling that way, but there's your design for the presence and the glory of God. There's nothing like the glory of God. And so God just began to move powerfully and just began to hug folks and meet folks and minister to folks. And just great things are taking place. I want to encourage you. I mean, are you tired of just dried out dead religion? You know, religion is hanging around the cross. Christianity is getting on the cross. It's saying, God, I want everything you have. That's available for you. It's available for you. And there's plenty of men and women of God that are hearing from the Lord right now. You need to first encourage the folks where you're at, but they're not going to go after God.
That's right.
Go after God.
That's right.
You're as close to God as you want to be. And if you can't find a place, maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you.
That's right.
Maybe that's for you. You can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org and you can find out about us and you can find out how you maybe want to become a member. Listen, you got to get somewhere, get connected and get rightly related because what's about to happen, it's going to be the worst of times, but it's going to be the best of times. I mean, we talk about how awesome it was for the prophet to be provided food from a raven and meal from a widow, you know, food from a widow, but he was in the midst of a famine when that was going on. There was an economic crisis going on during that time. And what we always talk about is the provision that God had for his people during that time. But we have to remember that happened in the context of an economic crisis and a drought taking place. Which means this, the bad time could be an economic crisis. It could be a drought. It could be riots and those type of things. But simultaneously, you can be like Elisha with a widow taking care of you, with ravens bringing you food, with the kingdom of God expanding. That's our God. Our God knows those who are his. This is what he said. He said this when he was going to bring judgment on a particular people. He said, I want you to first go through all them folks, all those that are mine. I want you to put a mark on them. I want to put them before anything happens. Why? Because God doesn't do this. He sends judgment to be happened through his angels. And we're not talking about final judgment or anything. We're talking about discipline type things. And so he put a mark on every one of the ones who was walking rightly before God. And what happened? When he dealt with the nation, he did not, his people, his angels did not deal with the ones who had the mark on them. I mean, God's specific. This is how, he's not going to hurt you. He loves you. He's a plan for your life. And even the hard times coming to your neighbor who might not have been walking to God, it's not because God hates them, because God loves them and he wants them to be saved and not to be lost and not to have eternal separation from him where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth for eternity. He's trying to, he wants to save us from that. So he is a good God. And I want to encourage you. God is, we're beginning to see just this awakening, the smell of revival, the tangible glory, the presence of God. We're seeing hearts changed and people all of a sudden just go, you know, I don't want anything to do with sin anymore. I just want to tell everybody about how good God is. I'm just going to tell it like it is. Are we not seeing this?
Absolutely. We're seeing people in just everyday life come to God. You know, we had an intern in our studio who just shared with someone in the neighborhood that God loves them. And the young man was absolutely so surprised. He gave his life to the Lord. I mean, there's people out there that want to know that God is real and that he loves them and his heart is for them. And we get to tell them. We get to tell them the great news.
And just like this particular offer we have up for you, because we can't tell you everything, but it talks about the Jesus movement and what God did during the Jesus movement that took place, the Jesus people movement. He just began to touch everybody's heart. All of a sudden, where it was difficult to tell somebody about the Lord and them to get saved, all of a sudden they're wanting to get saved. Mm-hmm. It's not like all of a sudden you became some supernatural person that you could do everything. It's the fact that God began to touch the hearts of men and soften their hearts. And he's shown me a huge harvest that's coming. I mean, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of folks. And it wasn't because we're going to preach some great message. All we had to do was say, come.
Come.
Because God had prepared their hearts for the harvest. This is the question. Are you prepared to receive the harvest? That was my question. My question was, when God was showing me this night vision, it wasn't the fact that it was this. Can we absorb this? Can you absorb the harvest? Do you have what it takes to be able to train folks up, relate them to God, to hear his voice, to learn how to abide with him and launch them into their destinies? You can prepare. But if you don't, come to the VFN Dream Center. We will help you do that. That's what we do. We will help you do that. We will empower you.
We welcome you.
We will welcome you. And you can go down Emmaus Road and begin to train folks up, even in your ministry and your church and what you're called to do. We're here as one church, one Lord, one Spirit, to be able to bring in a great harvest. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just thank you. I thank you for all these things taking place. I thank you for these soldiers who are praising you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for all these nations that came together that are praying in their languages, honoring you, Father God, and crying out for revival, Lord God. We thank you for speaking through Brett Holderbaum and the prophetic word even though a difficult storm is coming to Washington, D.C., that there's also going to be a fresh wind blowing over Washington, D.C. And we thank you, Lord, that this hail that came, this happening and the storms that are happening, you told us about it. You told us that. We thank you for letting us know before it happened so we would know what's going to happen. We just pray for those in Dallas, Texas, that you would help those that have lost stuff and things and homes. We pray for those that are suffering in the floods of Houston, Lord, where just great floods are just devastating the property, Father God, and people are being harmed. We pray, Lord God, that you would bring revival, Lord God, that you would touch the hearts of men and awaken them to you, Father God. We ask this, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
We're family. Did you know that? God has called us to be family. We're called to be the family of God. It's Father God. It's not like King God. It's Father God. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is our elder
brother. Yes, he's our Lord and our Savior, but he's the firstborn. He's the head of the church. He's our elder brother. We are not, we're heirs of God, not heirs of Jesus. We're joint heirs with Jesus.
That's right.
We're family. We're sisters and brothers. That's what we're supposed to love each other. The family of God. I remember Jesus was sitting around with his disciples in a house, by the way, and he's teaching them about the things of God. Oh. And his biological mother, Mary, and brother comes to the house, and they're knocking on the outside of the door. And they said, and of course, they're talking to each other. Mary and her son's talking and says, oh, my goodness, Jesus has lost his mind. they thought Jesus lost his mind.
That's right.
They lost his mind, and he hasn't eaten. He's been a long time since he's eaten. We need to go rescue him. We need to rescue him from his ministry because he's lost his mind. Don't you know this is supposed to happen in a temple, not in a house? And this goes on. And then Jesus, of all the things he said, this is very important. Of all the things he said, you know, somebody comes out and said, yo, your mom was outside. You know? And yo, sir. No, yo, your mom's outside. And so Jesus stops and he pauses. He looks at the disciples and he's talking to them. And he says, listen, let me tell you who the family of God is. Mm. Let me tell you who my mother and my brother is. Those who do the will of my Father. Yes. Oh, more than anything, you want your biological family to follow God. But the truth is, you have no control over them. You tell them the truth and you honor their decision. Listen, the true family of God is those who follow his teachings, that have a desire to follow Jesus. See, the church is a family. Get into your, right now where you're at, in your fellowship. Say, listen, we need to start being family.
Mm-hmm.
And if people just still relate to you like sand, like organizations, like an orphanage, you know, just get your food, sit down, shut up, don't know nobody. Listen, find a fellowship that functions as family. Maybe Vine Fellowship Network's for you. Maybe there's a church in your area. Maybe God has planted in your heart. So you know what? I want to begin this in my own city. Check it out. VineFellowshipNetwork.org, where we're loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same.